This episode is sponsored by Down to Earth Iced Teas. Our functional super teas are made from organic super herbs and adaptogens and contain no sugar, no preservatives, no food colorings, and range from only 0 to 10 calories per bottle. Our beverages are USDA organic, kosher, vegan, non-GMO, and keto and paleo friendly. Finally, bottled beverages that you can truly trust. Check out drinkdowntoearth.com and use promo code podcast10 for 10% off your first order. Welcome back to the Down to Earth podcast. Supplementation has become more popular this past year than ever before, but not all supplements are created equal. Our guest today is Tim James, the founder of wellness and supplement brand Chemical Free Body. Tim had a moving life journey that propelled him on his path of health and healing. On his health journey, Tim discovered nutrition, lifestyle habits, and pillars that helped him and those around him heal from even the most serious of health conditions. In this episode, Tim is going to share these pillars with us, as well as the key ingredients that we should be looking to consume, as well as those that we should be looking to avoid. Here we go.
Welcome to the Down to Earth podcast.
We're your hosts, sibling duo, Jonathan and Lorena.
In this podcast, we'll be spilling the tea on all things health and wellness related.
This podcast is designed to motivate you to take care of your physical, mental, and spiritual health.
We'll be bringing on doctors, healers, fitness experts, business leaders, and innovators.
Thanks for joining us in our mission of making the world a healthier, happier, and a more down-to-earth place. Here we go.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
Well, I'm doing amazing today. So how's that for an answer?
That's good. We're happy to hear that. We're super excited that you're joining us today and looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, I'm really excited to, you know, we just chatted a little bit before we got started here. And like, I'm feeling a pretty good vibe off of you two. So I'm really grateful for you guys to have me on your show. And my goal here today for the listeners is that they get just one little gold nugget that they can take home, implement into their lifestyle, and totally improve their health and their happiness. So that's my goal here today.
Yeah, and we agree with you on that. You know, our goal is to always share valuable, useful, accessible information that could hopefully allow people to really optimize their health and well-being.
Yeah, that sounds pretty darn good to me.
For sure. Now, just to get started, I'd love to know a little bit more about your story. I know that you had a few close friends that had health conditions, which really motivated you to learn more about health and natural healing. So I'd love to learn a little bit more about your story.
Yeah, sure. Let's go back. I mean, I grew up over in Eastern Oregon. It's just like, it's on a small cattle and hay farm. We did grass hay, alfalfa hay, Hereford cattle. I grew up pretty much running around in the mountains, hunting and fishing. That's just what we did over there. It's like kind of like living in Montana in the Wild West. And meat was a huge part of my diet. I kept 5 freezers full of meat. We hunted deer and elk and chuckers and pheasants and, you know, pretty much everything. And then I played baseball at a high level over there. Actually, I don't think I've ever said this on a podcast before, but it's coming out of me, which is, I think everybody needs to know, when I was 15, I'm going to give a shout out to our baseball team. We took 5th in the world from this little podunk town with 11,000 people in it. So that was pretty cool.
Wow.
It was pretty awesome. I think 5 guys on my team got drafted. I mean, it was just a blessing. Still good memories. But anyway, so let's talk about health. So fast forward, I was an athlete. And then at age 37, I found myself, you know, I had the house and the mortgage and the kids, and I was coaching, you know, baseball and football and soccer, whatever they were playing, basketball. And I gained like 42 pounds. And every year I was getting more overweight. I had less energy. When I moved, I got away from my buddies at the gym, and I just kind of stopped working out. And that was the one linchpin that was kind of holding me together. And then when that fell off, I just spiraled. And then I got worse. I got eczema on both of my elbows, my knee. I had a huge patch of eczema on my knee. So for those people who have eczema and psoriasis, I feel for you, because like my arms were like cracking, knees were like cracking and bleeding all the time. And I was always bleeding on, you know, as a financial advisor, I couldn't even wear white shirts anymore. I'd just destroy them. My elbows would be bleeding. And then I'd go to your house and hang out and bump against your wall, and I'm cleaning your wall or your couch. It was just annoying. And then after a while there, you start, you know, I was a very A-type personality, but I go to the beach. I didn't want to take my shirt off because I was embarrassed about how I looked, because I looked like Salamander Man. And then I got acid reflux really bad. I went to the doctor and they wanted to put me on Prilosec and some other stuff. And it just didn't sound right. I just stayed away from it. But I was eating Tums and Rolaids pretty much like all day, like for years, right? In denial. Then I started bleeding rectally every time I'd poop. So when you guys came on earlier and you saw me on the video, for the listeners, you can't see this right now, but my shirt says "Love when you poop." And, you know, not a lot of people talk about poop. Even some doctors, I think it's weird. They kind of squirm around about it. Not all of them, but, you know, it's just like this weird thing to talk about. But, you know, it's part of our system. And if it's not working right, I mean, especially if you got blood coming out every time and it's very painful, like on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very painful, I was about a 6 or a 7 on the pain scale every time that I would go number two. And then that would be followed by blood. So here I am, my elbows, my knees bleeding, I'm bleeding rectally. For 2.5 years, that combo was going on. And I tried different, you know, eat 5 meals a day, high fat, low fat, low carb, high carb. I tried all kinds of stuff. It just wasn't working for me. And then I went on a vacation down to Peru and basically got doubled over on the beach, had to be driven in the middle of the night, 6 hours to a hospital. Then they doped me up and then they flew me into Lima and then I went right into emergency surgery. And I spent the rest of this vacation that we planned out, spent thousands of dollars and a year in advance planning. We were just beautiful paradise and had to leave. So what I learned from that lesson was that my poor health doesn't affect just me. It affected everybody else around me because I ruined everybody else's vacation. And then I got wheelchaired back into the United States as I was recovering. Now, let's go to the other part of the story. My grandma had died of brain cancer. My aunt had died of skin cancer. I had a friend of my baseball team, Clay Mahoy, who died at age 40 of stomach cancer and left 3 little boys behind from ages 6 to 17. Now, up until the time Clay had passed away, I didn't think much of cancer. I was busy living my lifestyle. Just kids and job and all the stuff that we do as, you know, busy individuals. But when Clay got it and he died, then I was just like, what the heck? I mean, this guy's like pretty close to my age, but whatever. And again, just forget about it. And then right after that, one of my best friends, Charles, at age 43, another young guy, got diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, which we were told at the time from the top specialist in the world, literally on that cancer, that there was no cure and that he would, you know, hope to find a cure before Charles died. And that was it. And then they'll put him on some experimental drugs at the end if they haven't found the cure. So Charles is like beside himself. His son and my sons had played together. So, I mean, I was tight with him and he's like, God dang it. He's like, I want to see Charlie graduate high school. And we have this planned out and I want to go to father son weekends at Oregon State University. And he's like, I want to live. And I'm just thinking, dude, you're toast. Like, nobody that I've seen in my family or my friends gets cancer live. So, I mean, I thought I'd lost another friend. So then he says, hey, man, I'm going to go try to heal naturally. I'm going to go to the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach, Florida. It's like at the time, a 61-year-old detox nutrition clinic. And they've got pretty good results for people there. And he goes, will you go with me? And I was like, yeah, man, whatever you want. You know, when you got your friend that's got cancer and you think he's going to die and he gives you a request, I'm just like, you know, I'll freaking run to the moon if I need to, right? Whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. But I didn't know what I was getting myself into. So, and he didn't really tell me. So when we were on the plane flight there, January 1st, 2011, we were flying in and he's like, oh, by the way, Tim, there's no meat, there's no dairy, there's no salt, there's no sugar, there's no vinegar, and there's nothing cooked over 110 degrees. And I was like, what? What do you mean no meat? You know? So I'm literally freaking out now. Right. Because my whole life revolved around that. I thought you had to have meat for protein for muscles. And I thought you had to have it for, you know, it's part about being a man. So now I'm freaked out. But I'm like, okay, dude, your friend's dying of cancer. You're just gonna eat salads for a couple of weeks. It's not that big of a deal. And then I was thinking, wow, I had salad bar in high school once a week. So okay, minus the hamburger. Okay, I think I'll make it. I mean, like literally, that's the thought process going through my head. So it's weird how food and the way we think is just all wrapped up into our thoughts. So we get there and day one, my acid reflux is gone that I'd had for a decade. Okay, gone. It's no longer there. I went through a detox, which wasn't fun. By Wednesday, we went to a lecture that was called Internal Awareness. And because this place wasn't just a detox clinic, it was actually a school. And they teach you about like everything and your environment and health and all this stuff and getting your attitude right and how important that is. But this class was 3.5 hours long. And this doctor comes out and he was very fit. I'll just put it to you that way. Found out it was actually his birthday that day. He was 50 and he looked like he was 40. So this was the common theme there. The people that had worked at this institute, they looked about 10, 15, 20 years younger than people their age. So I was like, you know, I'm trying to take notes down and I can't believe that this podunk place could help people heal cancer, all this other stuff. So, you know, I'm trying to knock it down and I'm running around interviewing people. And anyway, so this class, what he starts showing us, he started talking about the colon and how the colon, the average person has 6 to 12 pounds of impacted fecal material in the colon and that we have to get that stuff out of there. And I was like, what? And I couldn't even believe what he was talking about. But then he said, yeah, and we need you guys to do a colon hydrotherapy or colonic. Are you guys familiar with that?
Very familiar with them.
We're okay. Fans of colonics.
Oh, okay, cool. So for the listeners, if somebody doesn't know what it is, because I didn't, you basically sit on a tube rectally and water gently goes in and out of your colon for an hour and it cleans out your colon. And that's it. It's no big deal. But, you know, when they're talking about explaining it, in my mindset at the time, I'm like, dude, I come here to help you with your cancer deal, but there's no way that I'm doing that. Okay.
It's so uncomfortable, you know, like the first few times that you do it, it doesn't feel comfortable. So I could see why you would have.
Well, I didn't even know about the comfort. I just knew nobody was going to mess around with me down there. That was the problem. You know, because it was the thing. But then this doctor was a genius. So what he did was, you know, they say pictures worth 1,000 words. And now they're saying pictures are worth 60,000 words. Well, it was worth 60,000 words. So what they did was, is they had colonoscopy video of going into people's colon. So they would show the colon of like a 24-year-old female with Hashimoto's and thrush, which is like a yeast infection, right? And inside of her colon was like white and yellows and it was nasty. And then they go to a 65-year-old male with you know, colon cancer and parasites. And it was all brown and black and nasty and worms crawling around inside of him. You're just, oh my God. And then they went to a 45-year-old female with breast cancer and fibromyalgia or something or colitis. And they go in her colon, it's all gross and nasty and yellow and green and weird. And then they go to a healthy person's colon. And it's all pink and clean. You see the blood vessels and everything. And it's like, he said, now these people over here eat the standard American diet. This person's colon over here is how we're going to teach you how to eat. And we're going to show you how to clean this mess up. And he looked at me and he said, Tim, you got 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound bag. And if you ever want to be healthy, truly healthy and have a vibrant, happy life, you've got to clean that stuff out. Your colon is a waste removal system. It's not a storage tank. And unfortunately, because most of you are not drinking enough water, that's what's happened. So what we learned was, is that by not drinking enough water, the first place the body goes to get water is what? It's the colon. So if your brain needs water, your blood vessels need water, your lymphatic system needs water, these primary mechanisms, and if it's low on water, it's going to go to your colon. Your colon basically gets dried out and becomes impacted as waste material comes in. Okay. So I'm like, after I saw those pictures, I ran up there during the class. He's like, Tim, we're not ready yet. And I'm like, yeah, just a minute. And I signed up for that colon hydrotherapy thing. And I went and sat down because I wanted that stuff out of me. I had no idea what was in there. So the next day, I go into the colon hydrotherapy thing. They weigh me. I do the deal. They weigh me again. I drop 10 pounds of impacted fecal material in 1 hour session. Now, at that time, the record at the Institute was a lady had dropped 27 pounds of funk and gunk and junk after just 1 hour session. I mean, think about that, 27 pounds. Wow. It's like a medium sized dog falling out of your butt. It's crazy. Like, and think about it. So this stuff is like blowing my mind. So I felt lighter. I felt amazing afterwards. I remember back to Wednesday. Remember I was telling you, like I sat down for lunch and this lady, I didn't have it as bad as most people, but I had night sweats. I was irritable. I had a metallic taste coming out of my tongue as the heavy metals were exiting my body. I was trying to think back to all the things. I had these detox symptoms happening, right? Felt like tired and lethargic a little bit for the last day or two, but I didn't have it as bad as some people. Some people actually had rashes breaking out on parts of their body or a lot of their body. We saw parasites literally crawling out of people's pores and their arms. One lady at lunch, I'll never forget, had a parasite like crawling out of her eye. I was like, you've got like a parasite crawling out of your eye. She's like, oh my God, you know, but this was like common. So Why would this be happening? Well, what we learned was, is we were changing the internal terrain, right? So if you look at it like this, if you look at your digestive tract as like an alleyway in Chicago and your body, you know, manufactures the food, eats it, absorbs it, and when it's left over, puts the waste out into the alley. And then the garbage truck comes. That's your digestive highway. And they take the garbage and it's gone. But if the digestive tract or if the garbage truck drivers go on strike and they don't come, the garbage piles up in the alley and then in comes the rats and the bugs, right? So when you have a nasty, disgusting environment, in comes all these pathogens. viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, fungus, parasites, and mutagens, cancer, love it. So what we are creating on the standard American diet and stress is a low oxygen, high acidic internal environment. And when you go to the Hippocrates Health Institute, they teach you and they put you on, they clean you out and put you on a high oxygen, very high alkaline lifestyle to create that terrain. And when you change the terrain, the harmful organisms pack their bags and leave. It's just that simple. So I felt amazing. I told Charles, I'm like, dude, do you feel as good as I do? You know, after about a week there, he's like, yeah, man, I feel amazing. I said, dude, you're going to live. You are going to beat this cancer. There's no question in my mind. I can't believe this. I'm going to go back home and I'm going to give up all meat except for bacon. And we're just going to rock and roll with this thing. So we went back home and in 60 days, I lost 42 pounds. The eczema on both of my elbows was gone. It took about 8 months for that big patch on my knee to be gone. But the real true cool part of the story is within 2.5 years, following the lifestyle, Charles was able to be completely cancer-free. Him and I actually ran a marathon and completed it. It was like an epic moment in our lives, my life especially, to be there for him and support him through this journey. And then he actually got to see his son graduate high school. He went to father-son weekend. He's still alive today. It's 11 years later and he's thriving. And you know, he went from bankruptcy and cancer diagnosis to successful business and healthy and happy and alive. So it was a pretty cool thing that happened for him.
Wow. And it's really unbelievable the power that food and lifestyle changes can make. And I just want to go back to what you said earlier when you said that your health doesn't just affect you, it affects those around you. And I think there's this stigma that when you're taking care of yourself and kind of focus on yourself, it's selfish. But I think it's actually quite the opposite.
Yeah. You just brought up a pertinent, important point. I usually say this for the end, which is everybody needs to put themselves first. That's the way it works. Society conditioned us to many things. And one thing society conditioned me to was if somebody asked me, hey, who's more important, Tim, you or your kids? I'm like, my kids are more important. I'll take a bullet for them. Okay, that's great. But if you let yourself, if you run yourself down and you don't take care of your health and you're stressed out and you put everybody else first, what are you modeling to your children? Modeling them to do the same thing. Do you want them to be where you're at today when they're your age? Probably not for most people out there if they really are honest and look themselves in the mirror where they're at today with their health and their life and their happiness. I mean, I just know statistically 80% of the people listening are overweight. Maybe not this audience, but 74% of people don't like their job. They're just doing there to get a paycheck. You know, so we know statistically most people aren't where they need to be with their happiness and what brings most excitement and joy to them. So I tell people like, look, you need to be like Mama Bear. And Mama Bear goes and shows Baby Bear where the grubs are in the woods and where to eat the grass and when the salmon come in the fall. And Baby Bear copies Mama. So what I do now is I put myself first. So if somebody asks me that question, like who's more important, you or your kids, it's unequivocally me. And the reason why I do that is because I want my kids to put themselves first, period. I'll still jump in front of them and take a bullet for them, but I want to lead by example. So I think that is a very important point that you just brought up there is that we have to put ourselves first and lead.
I agree with you. I think that's such an important message for people to hear because oftentimes in our society, people don't give themselves that love and that attention that they need. And they really do focus more on others. And that's not something I personally have struggled with. I've always really prioritized my health and I've been called selfish many times over it. But I think over time, what people realize is that because I take good care of myself, I'm able to then help others and be more present in situations. And ultimately, it benefits everyone around me.
Well, think about it. I mean, if you don't take care of your health, you don't take care of your emotions, all these things, your relationship, it's going to fall apart. And then all of a sudden, you're in the hospital and then you're in a broken system. We spend $3.3 trillion on health, well, sick care in this country. It just doesn't work. So why would you want to get to that point, and then you can't take care of anybody at that point. How are you going to take care of your kids or anybody, your parents or anybody when you're in the hospital? Good luck. You know, so take care of yourself. I just had Dr. Will Tuttle on my show yesterday and I recorded, he came on it for a second time. The dude's 68 years old. He has not been to a doctor in 50 years.
Wow.
50 years. Food is medicine. It really is.
100%. Now I'm curious because you went to Hippocrates, which is an amazing center. I visited there before. And then oftentimes, if you're in an environment where you're being monitored and things are scheduled for you, it's a little bit simpler to follow than when you leave and you go home and you're on your own. So I'm curious how you were able to keep up that regimen and that routine once you got back home and how that propelled you to eventually starting a supplement company.
Well, what they said was that there's two types of people that come to Hippocrates, the people that are enlightened or you're frightened. And unfortunately, most people are in the second camp, the frightened camp. Some people have an epiphany, like they see this stuff, they're like, hey, I want to be healthy. I want to get ahead of the ball, ahead of the game here. And I don't want to get sick like everybody else. I want to be healthy. Small percentage. But most people, I would say I was a little bit there, but probably most in the frightened camp, because I saw very sick people coming into that place, desperate, trying to grasp straws and save themselves. And a lot of them did. You know, it was amazing. They waited, they did everything else, and then they waited, came to this place and went to nature last, which is silly. So they had what was called a take-it-home program. And I'll talk about that in a second. They kind of educated us on some stuff. But there's a very poignant moment when I was there in one of the classes. And this gentleman raised his hand, and Dr. Clement called on him, and he said, okay, Brian, I'm feeling amazing. It feels good and everything. I get it. I've been through the process here for a couple of weeks, but how am I going to go home in the real world and live this crazy lifestyle? Come on. And he goes, it's easy here because you're just handing it all to us. And, you know, like you said, everything's monitored and just handed to you on a silver platter. He said, well, he goes, first off, your question is all wrong. The real question is, how do I go home and live in a real way in a crazy world? So you have to shift the way you're thinking. That's number one. Now, the take it home program, they basically said, you know, I didn't remember a whole much about it, but the one thing they said was, if you're not doing 2 green juices a day, you are not on the Hippocrates protocol. So they had, you know, certain things you had to do, you know, which I'll get into some of the water and drinking and other things. But that was the thing I remembered. So I went and bought a $600 juicer, and I started growing wheatgrass, sunflower sprouts, and pea sprouts. And we started doing wheatgrass shots twice a day. 2 ounces, that was the protocol there. And then we also did 16-ounce green juices, half cucumber, celery, and the other half was literally cut living fresh sunflower and pea sprouts. So they have this living green juice. That's why it works so well there. So the bottom line is, if you've studied biophotons, which most people probably haven't because I didn't at the time, you're literally just pouring biophoton or this energy from the sun that's captured in leaf of the plant right into your body, and you're raising your vibrational frequency. So that's why they, I think, do so well over there, is because they pump a lot of living foods into people, not just raw, but they're alive. Lots of sprouts, sprouted nuts, sprouted seeds, sprouted greens, sprouted beans, very powerful, most powerful medicine on the planet, actually, because it's tapping you back into nature, which you're from. And I did that, and I never missed a beat for 5.5 years making that green juice twice a day. But most people aren't going to do that because they, you know, it's a pain in the butt. And I know because I started teaching classes, and I had over 5,000 people to my house where I teach them about detox and nutrition and how to make fresh juices and how to make a raw living food dinner. And my garage got turned into a grow operation. Literally, I was delivering, while I was a financial advisor, trays of sunflower sprouts and pea sprouts and wheatgrass to 40 to 50 cancer patients a week, because I had so many people attending these classes. It was all word of mouth. It was crazy. We just started teaching classes on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and then I was lecturing on Saturdays too. I just loved the stuff. Now, keep in mind, I was still a financial advisor. We weren't making any income. In fact, every time I sold a tray, I lost money. It was something I felt that I had to do, that I had to give back and help people. So we developed a program to kind of make it simple for people, because only what I realized was, is people would come to my house, they'd buy a juicer, they'd start juicing. They may or may not purchase the sprouts from us to juice them too, but they just wouldn't stick with it. And I was like, only 1 out of 10 would. And those are typically the ones that had cancer. So I asked them, why aren't you doing this? You saw what happened to me. You saw what Charles was able to do, for God's sakes. I mean, the guy heals himself of cancer, no chemo, no surgery, no radiation, nothing. And I'm like, look, Tim, I'm busy. I don't want to clean the damn juicer. It's expensive to juice, blah, 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 blah. And I just want something easy. So that's where I backtracked, and I came up with these originally 3 tactics, and now we call them our core 4 secrets. I added a 4th. So if I could share those right now, these would be tangible things people could take home with them.
Please do.
Really move the needle. So the first thing we found out is, like, wow, your body's mostly made of water. And we knew from what we talked about earlier that the colon gets impacted when you don't have enough water in there, because your body needs water. It goes there first. So the first rule is, drink half your body weight in liquid ounces of purified water daily. Now, if you're on city tap water, you got to take it a step further, and that water has to be restructured, because the high pressure pipes in the city coagulate the molecules of water from like 4 or 5 in a cluster to like 20 to 25. So what's the problem there is that, look at your digestive lining and the intestinal tract like a chain link fence. and you're trying to throw bowling balls through it, big, huge chunks of water. It's just not going to go through there. But if you restructure the water, it becomes very small like sand, and you're throwing sand through the chain link fence, man, it works. Now, I've been a big proponent of purified water with the plastics and all the garbage and water today. We have got to purify our water, period. Not filter, purify. So we have to get the water purified. I'd done that. I preached this to people for 8.5 years. And this woman was telling me about these restructuring alkalization devices. And I'm like, yeah, I know about those, but purified water is what we need. Thank God she didn't give up on me. She put me on the phone with this guy and was like, hey, look, he's like, Tim, just go drink the effing water. So I did. And I drank a quart of it and then put a little salt under my tongue. That's what she told me to do. And then 15 minutes later, I drank a whole nother quart. I didn't even think I was going to be able to do that. Now, I've been preaching, teaching it. And usually you drink water and you're drinking all this water and you're peeing all day long. You know, you're going to pee on average 9 to 13 times a day when you do this. It's just the way it works. That's because the water wasn't restructured. So I drank that second quart. It was like the water wasn't even there. It was gone. And then she's like, I've never done this before, but I'm going to give you a third quart in another 15 minutes. And I was like, okay. And about the 24-minute mark, before 6 minutes before I was going to drink that other one, my brain kicked on, my arms started tingling with energy, and it felt almost exactly like I did that one day when I felt good at Hippocrates Institute the first time I was there. But this was like three times more. It was crazy. I was literally high on water, and I was like, what is going on? She's like laughing. She's like, I told you, I've been telling you for like a year. And I was like, what? And then I drank the other one, and I went home. I was literally, guys, I was high on water for like 6 hours. I called her up. I'm like, I have to have one of these units. And I put her unit behind my purifier, and I've been high on water since fall of 2018. And, you know, a lot of people are like, hey, how do I get a hold of Danusha? And I used to send them to her email, but then we'd get all these emails. So we made a landing page. It's just mypurifiedwater.com. You can talk to her and get a free consult if you're interested in water. But anyway, that was a game changer for me. And I had a client, Carol, drop 50 pounds in 8 months just by adding this water technique to her life. So I can't express enough how important it is. Your body's mostly made of it. Only 5% of people are drinking enough water to be healthy. So this one tactic right here is foundational, and you have to get your water right, and you got to drink more of it. Core secret number two is chew your food until liquefied. Now, most people, moms told them to do it, but they, like me, they probably didn't pay attention or do it. You're in a hurry. You're trying to just get food down and off you go. Well, if you chew your food well, you're going to digest your food much better, and you're going to get digestion and assimilation of nutrients. If you just eat food really quickly and inhale it like Garfield, like I used to, then you're going to have fermentation and gut rot, and that's going to lead to like leaky gut syndrome like I had and a bunch of problems. So not only does it make sense to chew food, to masticate it, to make it smaller, because we have to get food into liquid form. It's not what we eat. We are what we absorb. But most of the digestion actually takes place in our mouth. When you chew your food well, you have two ducts in your upper mouth and four ducts in your lower mouth that secrete these enzymes, amylase and lipase, and these break down your starches and your fats. So if you're not chewing your food well, you're not preloading your food with these enzymes that down in your stomach actually break down most of your food. That's why you need to chew your food well. And Dr. Gabriel Cousins has also showed us that by chewing your food well, you're actually stimulating meridian points in your teeth that actually uptake your serotonin, which is our happy juice, by up to 500%. Now, that is a big statement right there. So for those of you that are listening that have depression, you can't take a supplement or eat a food that will do this, but you could take a food that will help you. But just by stimulating these meridian points, you can get your serotonin levels up 500%. It's actually kind of crazy how powerful it is. So chewing your food is foundational. Less than 4% of the population is doing it. So we know there's massive room of improvement here for people. Core secret number three is avoiding liquids with meals. Now that you're drinking lots of water and hydrating and you're chewing your food well, now you want to avoid liquids with meals. Why? Because you just worked really hard to put those enzymes in your stomach to break down your food and have digestion and assimilation. If you drink purified restructured water, coffee, wine, beer, apple juice, whatever, you're going to dilute those digestive enzymes and you're going to go right back to fermentation and gut rot. Less than 2% of the population is avoiding liquids with meals. So the rule of thumb is you stop drinking liquids 30 minutes before for beginners and wait an hour after you're done eating and drink a lot of liquids again. If you have stage 4 cancer, you're an Olympic level athlete, you just want to look and feel your best, stop drinking liquids an hour before you eat and wait 2 hours after you're done eating, and then drink a lot of liquids again. That's core secret number three. And then the last one, core secret number four, is breath exercise or breath play or breath work, whatever you want to call it. Before you sit down and eat, you simply take a big deep breath in through your nose, pause, and then out through the mouth. Just a nice, long, slow flow. Let it all go. Pause at the bottom and then back in through the nose. Pause at the top and then release out through the mouth. And you just keep repeating this. And as you're just, you just do this for like a minute or two. This isn't like a big deal, like 1 to 2 minutes. And what you're going to do is you're going to take yourself out of fight or flight mode. We live in a stressed out society today. You know, we were stressed out before the COVID deal, and now it's even worse. So when you're stressed out, the blood literally leaves the organs and goes to your extremities to fight or flight, to run. So you're not going to digest your food well. So simply by for taking these breaths in and out, in and out. I don't care if you go in your nose, out your mouth, or whatever combo you want. Just sit down and take some big, deep, slow breaths for a minute or two. Allow that blood to rush back into the organ systems, and now you'll really digest your food well. Less than 1% of the population is doing that. So again, massive rooms for improvement. Now, we know how well this works because I've been practicing it. My coaches live it and breathe it. I personally coach 600 people on it one-on-one. We have thousands of people in our group coaching community that do this. And around the world, we ship our products. But guess what? We get emails daily from people that are saying, hey, Tim, my gas and my bloating is getting better. I'm sleeping better. My energy's up. And they don't even have the products yet. Why? Because they're practicing 1, 2, 3, or all four of these foundational, what we call our core four secrets. We believe that these are the foundation to good health before you even start thinking about changing your diet or taking supplements or doing exercise or anything.
Right. And that's what I was going to say, is none of this has to do with what foods am I eliminating, or, you know, just these little changes that you're making and these little tweaks really seem to be making a massive difference.
Oh, huge. And the only one that you're going to have to put money out is getting your water right, because you have to invest in a purification device. And we recommend people get that unit that restructures the water. You can change the pH of the water, and it actually charges the water with molecular hydrogen. It's a very powerful, powerful unit. That's an investment. But chewing your food, avoiding liquids with meals, and doing some breath work before you eat, that's free. That's all on us. And it doesn't take long.
And even with the breathing right before your meals, I think so many times people are on the go, or they're anxious, so they're eating, or they're angry and they're eating. And I think that also makes a lot of people overeat as well.
Yeah, they're using food as a dope, and for many reasons. And I can't even tell you how big that breath work stuff is. So if there's any rednecks out there or stubborn gentlemen out there, you know, this stuff is not woo-woo. I mean, it works. Like, my old way of thinking and stuff got me to where I was, 37 years old, 42 pounds overweight, bleeding all over the place, not feeling good about myself, not wanting to take my shirt off when I go to the lake or the beach. You know, I was, my universe was shrinking. Now my universe is expanding again because I opened up and became more open-minded and was just willing to try things and get results. And sometimes things didn't work for me. Well, I just, okay, that didn't work. Throw that out and try something else new. So I got into this habit of constantly trying things. Now I'm like a human experiment. Like, I healed myself. I'm healthy. I'm 48 years old. I can go trail running. If my boys, they're 18 and 21, call me up and say, hey, Dad, I want to go surfing. I can go do that. Dad, hey, we're going to go play hoops with my buddies or tennis. I can do that. 11 years ago, I couldn't do that, or I couldn't do it at a very high level. You know, so it's like a do-over. You can get your health back. I don't care what age you are. You can get your health back. And there's people out there that I have followed. Like Gabriel Cousins is an example. That guy's in his 80s and he can do like 30 pull-ups. That's the guy that talked about chewing your food and uptaking your serotonin. The guy's super smart. He's a medical doctor. Success leaves clues. And all you have to do is find other people that have success and just kind of model their habits and lifestyle and slowly implement them. And for too long, you're probably going to have the same results.
Yeah. And it's actually a shame, because I think that they've normalized feeling sick with aging and not being able to do certain things. But your proof, and so many people that you've mentioned, are proof that you can be in your 80s and still be active and not have to see a doctor and be on 10 medications.
Yeah. Well, if you go to a doctor or anybody and they're like, well, Bill, well, Sally, you know, you're getting older. So that's just the way it goes. And that person, like, figuratively should be slapped. Okay. they are not helping you out at all. You need to get a new friend, new doctor, or they need a wake-up call because they don't know what the hell they're talking about, okay? Our cells regenerate themselves. And I know people that, like my doctor, our formulator for our formula, our company, he's in his 70s and his skin looks like he's 35, okay? Mentally sharp, physically, he does yoga. You know, the people that I hang out with, I have a lot of mentors and they're all 60s, 70s, 80s. They can go hang out and do things that most 20-year-olds can't do today. Like literally, you just see them walking around on the stage or they drop a pin, they bend over and pick it up, no problem. And you got people in their 60s and 70s, even 40s and 50s now, they drop a pin, it's like, oh boy, and they reach down like, oh, they got to pick it up. I mean, how do you think Velcro shoes took off? We're not taking care of ourselves. Like you can't bend over and pick something up without hurting yourself, or you can't run around a track and football field one lap without falling over and dying. There's some fixing that needs to happen. You know, we gotta take that body into the shop and start tuning it up a little bit, and it will come back. I promise you, your immune system is your best friend. It's just sitting there waiting for it. It's like, come on, I'm ready. Whenever you're ready to change my environment, change the inputs, the output will change because your system is an intelligent system. It's part of our ecosystem and it will come back.
100%. And I think it's such an important thing to remember that at any age, you could turn things around, especially with the information that we have access to these days, information that you put out, that we put out, that so many people around the world are putting out. I don't even want to use the word easy, but it's a more accessible time now to really make a change if you want it.
Yeah, it is simple. And I think people, they get lost in the internet with a bunch of people just trying to sell them something, right?
Yeah.
And instinctively, we know what to do. We've been clouded. Corporations have gotten in between us and our food and between us and nature and distracted us. And we're just polluted, we're deficient, and we're dehydrated, basically. And if we can get hydrated, clean the garbage out of our body and the toxins out and flood our body with the nutrition that we need, our bodies will come back.
I agree with you on the importance of following a really healthy and nutritious diet consistently. But even with the cleanest, most plant-based, plant-diverse diet, there are a lot of nutrients that we miss due to the way that things are grown now and nutrients and minerals that are lacking in the soil. So supplementation is something that's extremely important, but not all supplements are created equal. And there's a lot of toxic preservatives and chemicals out there that oftentimes negate the benefit of a supplement that you might be taking. So I'd love to get your stance on supplementation, what supplements you think most people could benefit from taking, as well as the key ingredients that we should be wary of if we see it on a label of a supplement.
Well, this is really exciting for me to talk about because when I came back from Hippocrates Health Institute, I'm like, they were pushing a lot of supplements over there too. And now I know why, because I'm like, I don't need those supplements. I'm going to be whole food here. That was the old stubborn me. So I went there. I got all these results. They said, do this, do that. And my life just turned around. They were like, you take these supplements too. I'm like, nah, I don't need to do it. You know, so I was like, just a little stubborn. I said, you know, I'm going to heal myself on whole foods. I'm not going to do that stuff. But about 2 years into my journey, I was reading and I found that 85% of the nutrients are farmed out of our soils today. Think about that, 85%. Even if you're enlightened enough and you switch over to organic biodynamic foods that are grown with heirloom seeds, the environment they were grown in is still important. You're probably still 85% deficient because it's not in the soil, it won't be in the plant. And if it's not in the soil, it's not in the plant that you fed to the animal if you're eating animals. So think about that. Most people, I would say probably 97%, are walking around on 15% of the fuel that their cells need. That's sad, but at the same time, very exciting because that's why when we show people how to top off the tank, they can get 100% octane going in their body and they just can't believe how much energy they have with just in a few days. I mean, it's fun to do when new people come into our camp. So anyway, so I learned that we have to replace what's missing. And then I did that. I added concentrated whole food supplements to my life and I took my health up a couple notches and I felt way more energy and things were working better. So I was very excited about that. Now, here's what happened. I got into this industry and I started coaching people and I became a label reader to the nth degree. I looked up every single ingredient. I found different sources that gave different takes than just the regular stuff on online that tries to hide everything. And then I would actually call the companies. What's this? What's that? It says natural flavors. Okay, what are the flavors? You know? And then I found out that in natural flavors, by law, for 70 years, only 10% has to be natural. 90% could be a single molecule synthetic flavoring. So if you see natural flavors run Don't buy that crap. Run away from it. It's not good. It's just not worth it. Your health is not worth it. Then I had this protein powder. Now, I don't recommend protein powders anymore because of what's happening when all these kidney dialysis clinics going up. We're over-proteining ourselves to death, literally. And we have solutions for that. But back then I was, and we had a really clean plant-based source of protein. And I was looking at it and I got a new bottle in and it's like, what? And it had xanthan gum. That wasn't, I had the old bottle there and I was like, it wasn't in there before. What is that? So I'm like, look it up. Mutated corn syrup fermented in bacteria. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, I'm mad. Okay. I am mad. Nobody in that company called me and told me they slipped that crap in there. I don't know if it was a decision by the board of directors, but they use it as an emulsifier so that when you shake up your protein shake, it won't settle because, God forbid, Americans have to shake their protein shake twice. You see what I'm saying? It was a convenience thing that they put in there. So I'm mad because now I got to call up all my clients and tell them, hey, get a refund. Don't eat this. It's got this crap in there. I had to make all these phone calls. Well, this happened again and again. And finally, I got ticked and I said, that's it. I'm going to start making my own supplements. So what we did was is we made the core stuff that we knew that people need to do to get that foundational, it basically become a mechanic, right? For their body. We needed something to clean out the digestive tract. We found an ancient formula in India for that. It's been around 10,000 years and it's got like 37 side benefits called gut detox. That's what we call it. I know that your blood needs purified, heavy metals, radiation, pollution. So we have a toxin detox to purify intracellularly, clean up the fat, the muscle tissue, right? And our flagship product was this green formula. Remember they said at Hippocrates, if you're not drinking 2 green juices a day, you're not on the Hippocrates protocol. And I know because I sold a lot of juicers for these juice companies, they won't make juice twice a day because they don't want to clean the darn juicer. So we made green 85 juice formula. And that's been our number one seller ever since. So people can do that very easily. They scoop it, shake it, drink it, takes a minute, and boom, they get their multi-nutrients and then some, right? So now I can count on my core stuff because we built it ourselves. Okay. So now let's go into what I discovered. 85% of the supplements on the market are made by pharmaceutical companies. Okay. Think about that. When you think of supplements and nutrition, the pharmaceutical companies are going to sell you a synthetic, whether you get it a single molecule drug or it's through a vaccine or you get it through a supplement, and they'll wrap it, put a nice sign on it and a picture of some nature boy or girl in Montana with flowers behind it. And they sell it to you and you think that you're getting something natural, right? It's not. It's a synthetic. Your body doesn't understand it. It's acid-based. You have a carbon-based body and acid and carbon don't work together. You might feel an effect, but it's got side effects and long-term it's not good for you. Your body doesn't even know what the hell it is. So it treats it as an invader. Okay. 92% of the supplements on the market are synthetic in total. That leaves 8% that are whole food, food-based, and herbal. Okay, so that's kind of the target market that you want. You want whole food, concentrated food, that. But the problem is a lot of the companies are mixing the synthetic molecules, the acid-based stuff, with the carbon-based whole food and herbs. So there's blends in there, and they'll confuse you. You'll see some good stuff. You'll see ginger, ashwagandha. You'll see things in there that are healthy, but then you'll also see, and pull out your multivitamins, guys. Everybody listening, if when you get home or when you have time, not when you're driving, but pull out your multivitamin. This is how you read a label. Go to where it says vitamin C. And if it says vitamin C, and then in parentheses behind it says ascorbic acid, you're consuming a synthetic. So even if down below it's got reishi and chaga mushrooms in it, and it's got, like I said, ashwagandha or turmeric or whatever, some, you know, healthy stuff, you are still consuming a synthetic. And you don't want to do that. There are companies out there like ours that are just completely whole food, right? Behind it in parentheses, it should say vitamin C in parentheses from the Arceola cherry or from the Camu berry or my favorite from the Amla berry because they're picked ripe. So boom, now you know you've got a whole food vitamin C source. That's what you want. That's going to come into your body like a symphony orchestra. And your body's going to know exactly what to do with it. And it's going to be awesome. And it's carbon-based. And it's going to just hug it and love it. And it's going to work for you much, much better. And you won't need as much of it. And whatever your body doesn't need, it'll just get rid of it. So it's awesome. That's how you read a label. But you have to look at the other ingredients. Because the other ingredients are still ingredients. This is where a lot of companies, I think, really drop the ball. Because let's say the three of us get together, Jonathan and Lorena, and we were like, hey, let's create a beautiful multivitamin. And we do. We create this wonderful food-based herbal multivitamin. all right, we got it. We send it off to the manufacturing lab and they start making it for us. Well, guess what? Manufacturing labs use artificial excipients and these have potential health hazards. Okay. So what do they use this for? They use it to improve the mixing process of the raw materials. It helps powder products stay mixed and evenly once they added to liquids. They speed up production for encapsulation machines to avoid caking because that could slow them down. Customers prefer a full capsule. When you put synthetic nutrients into a capsule, you don't need to put that much. So you'll have an empty capsule. Americans are not going to buy an empty capsule. So they got to fill it up with what's called a filler. These ingredients are also cheaper than naturally occurring sources, so it saves them money. And maybe they're just not aware that they're not healthy, right? So here's the three of the big ones to look out for. Magnesium stearate. This one is not good. It can come from beef tallow or the marrow of the bone. It's a byproduct of the meat and dairy industry. It might be GMO, could be loaded with chemicals, antibiotics, mad cow disease, etc. Then they mix it with magnesium. And it also comes in bad vegetable sources like hydrogenated oils, canola soil, or anything most likely GMO. So it's not good, right? Now, silicon dioxide is also in there. This is a level 3 toxin in the EPA's toxin list, yet it's in most supplements. And then there's also dicalcium phosphate. Okay. Those are the three big ones. So if you look on the back of our labels, you'll see in big red letters, no magnesium stearate, no silicon dioxide, no dicalcium phosphate. And I put that there because I want people to go, oh, and then look at their labels of what their other stuff they're buying. And you've got about a 98% chance that one of those three things is on the supplements you're taking. I've done supplement reviews for probably around 1,000 people. And it's very hard to find supplements that don't have this stuff in there. So just to give you an example about how nasty this stuff is, if you had a world record brownie recipe or state champ, your mom had the state champ brownie recipe, and you go home and your mom's like, hey, have some brownies, and you're about ready to grab it. She's like, oh, but wait, I changed the recipe a little bit. What do you mean you changed the recipe? Well, it's the same recipe, but I added one other ingredient, not very much, just a little tiny bit. You won't even notice it. You won't taste it. It's in there, but well, what is it? Well, I put just a little tiny bit of cat poop. Are you going to eat that brownie? You're probably not going to eat that brownie, are you? You're going to be grossed out. You're like, this is disgusting. Why would you put cat poop in it? So this is my whole thing. What's more sacred than what you freaking put in your mouth? And when I started reading labels on the foods and the drinks and the supplements, and I started learning what the heck they're putting in there, I got upset. Okay. And I got angry and I decided that I am not going to, my buying dollars drive industry. So I would rather give my money. I will find the companies that are doing right and I'm going to give them all my money and they're going to give me a good product that's going to boost my immune system and boost the immune system of my family. That's what I believe in. And I don't care how good the supplement is. I don't care how awesome the blend is, the formulation and the sources are great and they're grown in nutrient dense soils. If the other ingredients have xanthan gum, calcium carbonate, dicalcium phosphate, silicon dioxide, or magnesium stearate, I am freaking not going to put that in my body, period. So that's where I draw the line on that. And that's how you have to look at supplements. And it's hard to do, but once you find the right mix, then you're good to go. And we really help people out with that over here when they're looking for, you know, supplements.
Going back to that example of the brownie recipe, your mom is telling you there's cat poop. There's so many of these companies, like you mentioned, where they're changing their ingredients and people don't know that. So you can keep buying, you know, a supplement that you thought was healthy without all these additives. And you look at the label and you're like, wow, they've added so much. It's really a shame because I do think people are trying to be healthy and they are trying to use supplementation to really optimize their health, but they're being deceived.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I could go on and on about this. It's really frustrating. And like, I can't even name corporations, but if you're buying your supplements out of a grocery store, you have about a 1% chance that you're not consuming a synthetic. And believe me, there are big brand names that have been around for a long time. And I guarantee you the owners of the companies are rolling in their graves of what's going on right now, because these companies, I'll give you an example. So my formulator, Dr. Scott Treadway, is one of the top, he works with 17 of the top nutrition companies in the world. And this one gentleman who runs this big nonprofit organization that protects the earth and him are friends. And they were just talking one day and he said, yeah, I use XYZ company and for my personal supplements and I got my whole staff on it. And Scott's like, well, you know, those have synthetics in them. He's like, no, I've known the owner, you know, he's passed away now, but I know the president of the company. And he's like, no, they're synthetic. They have synthetics in there. And he's like, they were getting in an argument. He's like, no, they are. No, they're not. Yes, they are. No, they're not. He's like, look, I'm going to get the president of the company on the phone with you. He's like, okay. So he sets up this call. The president of this big company that has, I'm telling you, this is like Whole Foods, big shelf. They take up rows of shelf. It's a big company. And the president, their top chemist, our formulator, and this guy that runs this nonprofit organization. And I said, well, what happened? What happened, Scott? He goes, well, it was a real short conversation. He talked to the chemist. He said, hey, do you put synthetics in the products, these formulas? And he's like, well, yes, but, and then he's like, that's it. You know, it's over, right? So what they do is they force these synthetics into a yeast, and yeast is a naturally occurring substance, and the yeast eats this, they force it to eat this substance. And then magically, it's not a synthetic anymore. But they do this because it's cheaper. It's more highly profitable. But they have really good marketing. It's very convenient for you because you're already there shopping and you're just going to grab your stuff. But the reality is that, you know, you're going to get some benefit from it because there are some good stuff in there, but it's got the cat poop in it. That's the bottom line. So it's very deceptive. I don't like it. I'm not going to do it. And I'm just not going to give my money to those things. I will not give one inch to a company that does that kind of stuff, whether knowingly or unknowingly. And I don't give one inch to censorship. I don't any of this stuff. You can't give them one inch.
I agree with you. And I think that people often forget the incredible power that they have with how they spend their money. And especially in the food and beverage space, you really are voting with your dollars. So you have to look into a brand. I personally, like when I buy a product, I like to also know who started it. Why did they start it? You want to buy a product from someone who is their brand and who has good intent behind the product. Because if not, then a lot of things are just based on profit, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. and it's all about profit margin. And, you know, we're in the beverage space and, you know, it's another space where there's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of mismarketing. There's a lot of leniency with natural flavors and citric acids and a lot of preservatives. And as a consumer, if you are frustrated by this, the best thing that you could do is just be more careful with the products that you buy and where you spend your money.
Yeah. You know, you just brought something up. You said citric acid. Citric acid is used, you guys probably know this, it's a flavor enhancer. It great. It makes everything taste better. But in our experience, what I learned is that we have lots of bacteria. Okay. We have like 60 trillion bacterial cells in our body. Right. So we have a lot of bacteria. And one of those bacteria is called Citrobacter. Now, most people will be able to take citric acid, not have too many problems, but some people will take it. And that is a food for this Citrobacter, and it goes out, it can grow out of control and cause you health issues. You can be doing everything else right, but if you have 1, 2, 3, or 4 supplements or food sources and they've got citric acid in there, it could be too much and that could be your problem. So I just decided, you know what? We're not going to do it. Like our green formula, when I first made it, it was completely tasteless. There was no flavoring. We didn't do anything to it. And that was hard for a lot of people. They're like, dude, it tastes like pond scum, but dang, I feel amazing, you know? So we had to flavor it with naturally occurring sources. We actually used raspberry extract, and we found that out of all the combinations, that's what people preferred 2-to-1. The second flavoring was a chocolate flavor that we had, but we went with this one, and you can't really even taste it. It's kind of like a light green tea, right? And if you don't like the flavor, you can add lemon juice to it or lime juice or unsweetened cranberry juice or whatever. Actually, you can mix it with nut milks, and it's delicious that way too. And if people don't like the taste of it, we just tell them that you really need it, right? And usually after about 2 to 3 weeks on it or a month on it, their taste buds will start changing as they get cleaned out. We also have people use tongue scrapers. I don't know if you guys are familiar with those. Scrape the tongue every day when you brush your teeth, and all this white, yellow, brown stuff starts coming out. People are like, oh my God, they can't even believe how much crap's coming off their tongue. We want to get those pores opened up as you're detoxing. And then, you know, you'll start craving it. So your body will eventually come around.
Now, all the things that we've discussed, food, supplementation, even just environmentally, unfortunately, even for the most careful of us, we are still exposed to a lot of things on a daily basis that could add up and be troublesome. So I'd love to speak with you a little bit about detoxing. I know that when you were at Hippocrates, there was a big focus on detoxing, but do you sort of focus on detoxing in your daily or weekly routine? Do you find ways to sort of
get
that extra support? And how do you
just... We actually call it the daily detox method. So that's what we believe in, not these big detoxes that people have to go through, these healing crises and stuff. We tried to meet people where they're at, and that's how we've built our product line. It's been very well thought out. Like people, if it works for them, but then they had headaches for 3 or 4 days and then they won't go back and do it again. They're just, I don't want to go through that pain. So they never detox. We believe in a daily detox because we're always retoxing. I think the first thing for people to understand is that we live in a freaking polluted world today. We live in a cesspool. Really, it's microscopic and you can't see it. Don't take my word for it. When you're done listening to this talk, go to your browser and type in these three words: umbilical cord chemical. Umbilical cord chemical. You'll see the studies I saw 8 years ago going back to 2005 that show that every single young child being born and young mother, supposedly the healthiest of all of us, when they tested the umbilical cord blood looking for 400 toxic chemicals, they found 250 of what they were looking for, which is about 71%. Now, keep in mind, there's over 100,000 chemicals out there. So in theory, we're looking at about 71,000 toxic chemicals. But of what they studied, those 400 they were looking for, 180 cause cancer, okay? 212 cause developmental and brain disorders. Children are born polluted today. We have a national crisis on our hands of this environmental pollution. Forget about climate, this and that. Our biggest problem with our planet is pollution, and it's affecting all of us at a deep level. Forever, the number one killer of children was accidents. Now, children 1 to 5 years old, the number one killer is brain cancer. This is totally environmental, chemical, lack of nutrition and hydration and chemical toxicity built up in them. Now, for children 5 to 16, it's still accidents is the number one killer, but number two killer is a tie between brain cancer and leukemia. So these cancers are directly linked to chemical toxicity. So yeah, it's a big freaking problem. So knowing this, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there, right? You can be Mrs. or Mr. OCD cleaning your kitchen, but I bet if I put my finger across the top of your refrigerator, there's some dust up there. And that's what's going on in our blood and our fat and our muscle tissue. We have got to get this stuff cleaned out. The scientists and researchers refer to this as a body burden, okay? So this just gives you an idea of how important it is. I just told you guys earlier, about 45 minutes ago, that look, we have about 6 to 12 pounds of impacted fecal material in the colon and this mucoid plaques in the small intestine. We got to detox that stuff and get it out. The pathway of elimination has to be clean, clear. We also have a huge body burden of these non-nocium toxic chemicals in the blood, fat, and muscle tissue. We believe that this is the focus in the beginning. Detox, 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 detox. That's the key. Getting this, it's not just about what you put in. If your car's not running right and the check engine light's on, you don't just go over and like, give me premium fuel. No, you take it into the shop. They flush the engine. They flush the transmission fluid. They fix the spark plugs, the fuel filter. They put good gasoline and oils in it, and then it's going to run well. That's what we need to do to our body. We've got to clean, 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 and keep cleaning because we live in a polluted world. That right there, if people focus on daily detoxing and always doing things, that's the mystery, like the missing link that people are missing out on. And we've seen people that have struggled for health for years. They've been to all the doctors. It doesn't work. And I'm like, well, have you tried detoxing? And they're like, no, what's that? And then they start doing it. And, you know, I had a gal that worked at a 911 center and she was beside herself. And within a month, she was doing well and headaches that she had over 10 years were gone just from removing the toxic burden of these toxic chemicals. So how do we do it? Well, number one thing is water. We do that. We get people on our gut detox product and our toxin detox, and we flood their body with our green formula. And we do that. We have probiotics and enzymes and other stuff, but you know, people usually start small and work their way up. The other thing is going for walks or mini trampolines. Mini trampolines are very good to move the lymphatic system. Even if you're older, they have ones with little handrails on them and you just sit there and bounce. And that really moves the lymphatic system to push toxic chemicals out of your body. That's huge. Another thing we do is we have pretty much everybody, we want everybody to get a sauna. We want everybody to get an infrared sauna. I can't say that enough because it really helps accelerate the detoxification process besides like doing so much for your body. Do you guys have a sauna yourself? Do you have an infrared?
We do. Yeah, we do. We have a clear light.
Okay. I've been a clear light dealer for almost 9 years.
Oh, wow. So that's the brand you recommend.
They are by far the best wooden saunas on the market. There's no question. If you're going to buy a big box wooden sauna, the clear lights, virtually no EMFs. They actually block the ELFs, which is the electric frequency coming on the electrical cord. Awesome. Panels are in proper position for natural detoxification. There's no glues for off-gassing. It's a very well thought out. I actually had the owner, Raleigh Duncan, back in the time. He actually came to one of our talks here in Portland and stood by our clear light and talked to people because Dr. Clement and his wife came into town from the Hippocrates Health Institute and they were friends. So anyway, it's kind of a small world, but the clear lights are by far the best. Now, but here's what I did. About 6 months ago, I sold my $5,400 clear light and I bought a little $1,900 unit. And the reason why I did it is because there's a technology out there that I found that's it's like 6 to 9 times more detoxifying than even those big boxed ones. So when I find something better, I switch. You know, I'm on my sixth type of water system right now. I just keep, if I find something new and better, it's going to be better for my health. I am going to move forward. So these Taiwanese people, they meditated, like literally the scientists were meditating and they downloaded these computer processors and they broke a natural law. Like, so you know how Sir Isaac Newton discovered gravity, natural law? Well, Max Planck from the Max Planck Institute over in Germany, he's kind of like a genius like Tesla, a doctor. He discovered Planck's law. And Planck's law says that you can't get more, I think it's like 40 or 50% pure infrared rays to, you know, without, because you can't filter out the mid infrared and the near infrared. Well, these computer processors were doing it. So their sauna delivers 98% pure infrared. Well, why is that a big deal? The vibrational frequency of water in nature is infrared, specifically 8 microns. This little unit delivers between 4 and 14 microns. So 8's right in the middle. So when you get into your clear light sauna, these infrared rays are going to go in and they're going to vibrate your water molecules. And that's how it's going to raise your core temperature. It's also going to shrink the water molecules, shrink the blood. And that's how it makes the blood more flexible, I guess, pliable. So it can work its way out into the capillaries. And that's how people start rejuvenating their skin, infrared saunas. It also goes into your deep organs and pushes out the heavy metals from your oil-based organs like your liver and your gallbladder. So infrared saunas are awesome. All of them are great. The key thing is that they raised our core temperature. That's what we want. We want to raise core temperature. It's the vibrational frequency of infrared vibrating the water molecules from the inside that actually raises the core temperature. So a good sauna like a clear light is going to raise your core temperature maybe a degree, degree and a half, which is huge. Now, Hippocrates and Parmenides, these old dudes way back in the day said, give me the power to create fever and I will cure all disease. So what does a sauna do every time? You're creating a fever basically, right? So you get the flu, your temperature goes up and it kills the virus, right? That's what happens, right? So when you're taking a sauna all the time, you're always artificially creating a fever and you're knocking out viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, fungus, parasites. You're literally melting fat cells. You'll lose weight in a sauna without changing it. So what I switched over for is because this sauna is 6 to 9 times more powerful. So for me, what has happened is in the first 2.5 weeks on this new sauna, I had acne break out all over my chest, my face, and my back. So that told me it was going at a deeper level. 2 months into it, I started sweating into the towel and noticing that heavy metals were coming out of me. I have drops of gray. I have like gray stuff coming out of me now. Maybe that's from all the construction work I did growing up on the farm, lead fishing weights, loading shotgun shells with lead, vaccines that I got, whatever. But it's pushing stuff out at a deeper level. And I've 10 minutes in that sauna, I knew I had to get it.
How often do you use it? Like how many?
Every day.
I'm the same way. I try to
every day. Every day. What's cool about it, though, this one weighs 33 pounds. It's a lot more affordable. It's 6 to 9 times better, like I said, easy to clean, and it's portable. It fills up into the size of a suitcase. So if you travel, you just take it with you. I will not have it with me. Like that's how important it is. Like after a long drive, you have an 8-hour drive or traveling, you get in that, and it's like you did a 90-minute yoga session. It puts you right into parasympathetic mode. And just makes you feel good and it reduces inflammation for people that have pain and suffering, arthritis, back pain. These saunas, I can't even tell you, it's required now in our coaching. We require people to get one of these saunas. So that's what we do. We drink a lot of water. We take our products, mini trampoline or just bouncing like Qigong movement, walking, got to move that body. We get into saunas. Those are some of the basic things that we start off with and get people going on. There's more, but people can only digest so much at once.
Yeah. And that's a great place to start. And you know, just by doing that, you're going to already put yourself in such a better position and really help detox the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, one question that we love to ask all of our guests is if you can have tea with anyone dead or alive, who would it be and why?
That's a cool question. For me, I think I'd like to have tea with Dr. Sebi. You guys know him?
Yeah, of course.
Because, you know, he was like the second type of person that I ran into online and I started listening to him stuff and he was talking about a lot of stuff that I agreed with. And I just really respected the guy for, I mean, I don't know what all he did in his personal life, but he just seemed like more back to nature. He was really into wild stuff. He wouldn't even eat something like broccoli because, you know, broccoli was like, it's man-made. Carrots are man-made. Like some dude in Holland made carrots, right? It was carrots. You don't find them in nature. But he was really into wild stuff. He was talking about cleaning the blood out intracellularly, and he was funny, and you know, he was in his 70s lecturing, and he'd just drop to his knees on a wooden floor and then pop back up and say, hey, basically just do what I'm telling you. If you can't do that, you know, he's just like right there. He just fall to his knees really quick. You know, that was, I thought that was really cool. And then he'd pop back up. Most people in their 30s pop, fall to their knees, they'd hurt their knees and fall over, right? So this guy's in his 70s doing it. So again, success leaves cool clues. I think the guys, that's one of the people that I really wish that I could sit down and have a cup of tea with. I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good one. That would be fascinating for sure. Now, for anyone out there who's listening to this that wants to learn more about your work or potentially get in touch with you, where are the best places to reach you at?
Well, probably just our website. Just go to chemicalfreebody.com. That's chemicalfreebody.com. There's a lot more free information. You can click the podcast link, and I have a show called The Health Hero Show. It's on all major platforms, or you can just watch it on the website. If people are interested in trying out our detox and nutrition products, I just want to let them know that they are completely whole food. They're herbal. They are sun-dried and air-dried under 110 degrees to keep the enzymes active. We actually test our products with Curlian photography at the end to make sure that the life force is there. And there's no slave labor. We're proud of all that stuff. And it's just, they're just high quality. So I would probably just go to the website and click on the products tab and scroll down to where it says savings bundles. That way you can get a discount, and you can start off with like a jumpstart bundle, or you can go all the way up and do a total energy and detox bundle is what I do. Plus I also take our turmeric, liquid turmeric tincture, or just pick a bundle that resonates with you or it's affordable. And then at checkout, I'm going to give you guys a 5% discount code. So just type in down to earth and then the number 5, down to earth, the number 5, and you'll get another discount. So you get a double discount that way. And we have a double your money back guarantee on all of our products. So if something doesn't work, reach out to us. We want to talk to you. We will refund your money, and then we will find you a solution. Either myself or one of our other coaches will get on the phone with you, because we've done the research. We know how to read labels. We'll talk to you and figure out a solution, because the product mix that we have is awesome, but there's just every once in a while, somebody has a weird allergy to an ingredient or whatever. It doesn't work for them. We will help you find another product in our line or somebody else's line that is pure and clean as ours is. And we'll help you out, because these are just part of the toolkit. We have a lot of other tools. Our supplements are just part of the tools, but our goal is just to help people get their health back.
Amazing. And I commend you on all the great work that you're doing, and super excited to share your supplements and all of your wisdom with our community, and really appreciate the time that you spent explaining some common things to look out for and just accessible ways that we could all better our health.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank you for joining us on our episode with Tim James. We learned so much from that conversation. It's always great to speak with people in the wellness space who value the importance of clean and transparent ingredients, just like us, and believe in the power of nutrition, food, and mindset. As a courtesy, Tim is offering all of our listeners 5% off their first orders by using code DOWNTOEARTH5 at checkout on his website at chemicalfreebody.com. As always, if you have any questions, you can email us at podcast@drinkdowntoearth.com or get in touch with us on our Instagram at drinkdte. In the meantime, stay healthy and stay hydrated. Cheers.
Now it's time for you to go out there and do at least one small thing to better your health today.
Always choose to make your life a healthier, happier, and a more down-to-earth place.
Until next time.
Cheers to good health.